Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guest today is Mel Brewitt, parent and board of director member, and Winter Noe, executive director of McHenry County for the Options and Advocacy Group. Ladies, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, whoever would like to start, Winter or Mel, would you like to describe your organization for the folks?
Oh, certainly. So Options and Advocacy has been in our community for a long time. We've been providing services since 1994, and we're coming up on our 29th anniversary. It's pretty exciting. We have four core programs at Options: our Autism Resource Center, the Neuro-Inclusive Counseling Program, our Early Intervention Child and Family Connections, and the Helping Us Grow.
And how about your extension groups?
Yeah, we offer a couple of cool opportunities for SIBs. Those are sisters and brothers of individuals who might have a lifelong developmental disability, mental health, or physical health diagnosis, and that meets once a month. And then we have a Joyful Arts program. That's for adults who are interested in having a creative experience.
How about the Stephanie Sullivan Joyful Arts program?
So that is also a monthly opportunity, and I think they're just about to take a break, and we'll be starting again soon, so registration will be open if people are interested. Go to our website and check it out. That's for adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities and are looking to have some creative group art experiences, and yeah, it's a really good, fun time.
So for our folks out there that are listening, Winter, why don't you tell them a little bit about your background with the organization?
I've been with Options and Advocacy for 13 years. When I first joined this amazing team, I was with the Child and Family Connections Program, and then I was the program manager for the Autism Resource Center before stepping into the executive director position.
And how about you, Mel?
So I have an interesting role. I am a board member at Options and Advocacy, and I also, my son was a former client of Options and Advocacy. So my son has a lifelong disability. He was born with a very unique genetic disorder. He's a very special little kid. He's 5, but he received early intervention services through the Child and Family Connection program at Options and Advocacy. So they provided services through their service coordinator to us for physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, developmental therapy. And the early intervention program serves children with disabilities from age 0, from when they're born, until age 3. And then they help with the transition to the school system. So they've helped my family tremendously. And as a board member, I feel fortunate to be able to give back and volunteer in that role.
Well, that's great. That's a great story, too. And for the folks that are out there, the moms or the dads, it's something for them to think about and be aware of.
Oh, absolutely. I think that if you think that your child is delayed in some capacity, you can reach out to them and they can come and do a free evaluation in your home. And that's an important point, I think, that I'd also like to make about the early intervention program. All these services are provided in your own home. So they come to your house and they meet with your child in their own environment, and they help you develop skills and work on development and all sorts of things just very much in your own home, which is amazing and very helpful for working parents.
Well, and you've experienced it because you have a child that falls in that category.
Absolutely.
So if they wanted to reach out, if a mom wasn't sure where to go, how do they go about contacting you? What do they do?
Yeah, I think that you would just call over to Options and Advocacy, and they can put you in the correct pipeline and get you set up for that free evaluation and have someone come out to your house and get everything organized from there. Or you can go to our website as well and reach out in that capacity
and
as well.
Do you have that number, the phone number?
Winter?
I do.
All right, Winter,
glad you asked.
Okay.
So, yes, our phone number is 815-477-4720, and you can just dial 0 and get the front desk and share a little bit of what's going on with you, your child, your family, and we'll get you connected with the right program.
So let's do the number one more time in case people didn't write fast enough.
Absolutely. 815-477-4720.
So let's talk about who's eligible for your services and what kind of support they'll get, if you don't mind, ladies.
Absolutely. So each, you know, program does have unique eligibility criteria. And as Mel lent to, the website is filled with all that information. I encourage everyone to go there and check it out. But with the two of our programs helping us grow in the Child and Family Connections program, you know, we are looking at infants and toddlers uniquely helping us grow. We'll start from pregnancy. And so it's pretty cool because we are able to support families in an array of ways between those two systems. So some of it is in-home, direct, therapeutic interventions. And then the Helping Us Grow program is implementing what we call a Parents as Teachers curriculum. And it really looks at other and all aspects of life, and it's there to support families who may be experiencing one or more major life stressor.
How nice it is to be able to have someone come to your home that you don't feel like you're out of place or you're a place that you don't know. I mean, the comfort level has got to be really high.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it can be hard to travel with little ones.
Oh, sure.
And go into offices.
So tell us about your hug program.
Yeah, so the hug program is going to be for, again, families who, from pregnancy to age three, who are experiencing different life stressors. That could mean a lot of different things. It could be, you know, you're a teen mom, you know, it could be that divorce has recently occurred in your family. It could be grief or loss, potential homelessness. We receive a lot of referrals through DCFS. We work with foster families and grandparents, raising grandkids. So it really is encompassing, and we know that parenting is just really, really tough. So even if you don't have some of those major, you know, experiences going on, just being a mom for the first time, I know I've got four kids and I still need a lot of help. So we're there to meet families where they're at and help them just grow healthy and strong families.
Can you tell the folks the Autism Resource Center, what it provides for the folks?
Yeah, Autism Resource Center does some wonderful things. So we have educational advocacy. If your child has a diagnosis of autism, or if you suspect your child has a diagnosis of autism, you can reach out to us. We will do free screenings. We will connect you with a family educator, if that is appropriate. That looks like one-on-one home visiting, kind of similar to some of our other programs. And we offer an array of support groups, training opportunities, and we try to think about everyone who may be engaging with the child or the adult, for that matter, who has that autism diagnosis, right? So we provide those interventions to that person, to that family who loves that person, to the school, to the community at large, so that as they grow and develop, they can feel like they are part of an inclusive community that really understands autism. So we're kind of working with everyone.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. The now people are going to say, okay, are your services free? Is there a cost there? You want to share with the folks how that works?
Yeah, so we do try to provide as many of our services for free at no charge. And our newest program, the Neuro Inclusive Counseling Program, we'll be working on a sliding scale, a very generous one at that. So I encourage everyone to call, because I know, you know, services can be expensive and hard to access. So we want to eliminate that as much as possible. And in the future, as that program does grow, we will be paneling with insurance companies. But otherwise, all of our other services, again, call us free of charge. You can start working with us and not have that be a barrier or a worry.
So we should talk about being a nonprofit, there are some challenges, correct?
Just a couple.
We've got a board meeting tomorrow.
well, we know. And the reason we know is because people don't realize that this station, 101.5 FM, yeah, we work on donations, mm-hmm, and grants. Mm-hmm. So we know, yeah, what that's like. You're always looking to get support. So tell us about what you're looking for your support.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we do. We apply for grants as often, as much as possible, and we have been successful securing, you know, different dollars in different ways. But grants are always, as you know, limiting, right? So you can only use them in very specific ways, and so there's no way to really truly capture all of the costs that goes into an organization of this nature, and to have all those different programs running and welcoming everyone who needs support, right? So we needed to fundraise. We fundraise a lot, and we have a gala coming up, and we've done things like 5K Mardi Gras race and a family fall festival, and we try to think of fun ways for the community to come alongside us and also support, you know, these amazing programs. We couldn't do it without our community.
You know, magically, I have a copy of your fundraiser coming up. Would you believe that?
I'm so shocked. Huh? How did that get in your hands?
It happens to be on December 1st, correct? It's going to be at the Boulder Ridge Country Club.
That's right.
A night of dining, drinks, and raffles, music by Felix and the Fingers, dueling pianos,
yes.
Correct? Tickets are on sale, and you want to tell the folks more about how they can get these tickets or how they go about attending this function on December 1st?
You bet. It's going to be a great night. Roaring 20s theme. I've got a dress. Mel's got a dress.
I've got a fancy dress. My husband decided to rent a fancy tux. He's all in.
The Roaring 20s.
The Roaring 20s. Great gathering.
Those photos are going to be awesome.
Yeah. They are?
Yeah.
Are you going to post them afterwards?
Oh, of course. Okay. Of course. Yeah. So, you know, again, you can go to the website. It's right at the top of the homepage. Easy to find. There are links there to purchase tickets. Make sponsorships if you can't come in person. Every donation matters, and we are just so honored and grateful to the Foglia Family Foundation because they have already dedicated $40,000 in matching donations. So every dollar that you give to our organization this season, we get another dollar from the Foglia Family Foundation.
Well, on this magical flyer that I just happened to have,
yes.
It also says a person to contact, Maria.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you want to give her address or email address?
She's going to be the person who answers the phone, and I don't know if I have her email address.
I believe it's maria.ramos.
Uh-huh.
At opad.org.
Thank you for reading that off for me.
That's going to cost extra, though.
Got it.
So, before we go on, it's time to pause for station identification. We're 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP. And we are speaking to two young ladies here from Options and Advocacy. How can people connect with your organization if they're interested in donating?
Absolutely. So, again, you know, the website, that's www.optionsandadvocacy.org. There's a great big donate button. You can't miss it. And you can also go to our tab that says, how can I help? You know.
Is that like a big red button you can't miss?
It's bright yellow. Yeah.
Oh, bright yellow button.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And that is probably the easiest way. Of course, we will accept checks in the mail. But, if you can come to our events, if you want to make a cash donation, those are all perfect ways to do it.
And what's this annual Family Fall Festival that you have?
That is a lot of fun. And actually, we want, you know, that particular opportunity to be available to the entire community. So you walk in for free, and we set up an afternoon of entertainment and fun activities for our kids and music. And we had theater kids from the Woodstock North High School now at this last one came in costume. It was a good time. And then we have some raffle baskets. We do a 50-50 cash raffle, and Kingston Lanes has generously always given us a percentage of their sales at our event as well. So it's a neat time. And
how about your Mardi Gras?
Yep. So that happened last spring for the first time ever, the 5K Mardi Gras run, and it was held at Lippold Park. We are planning and organizing that event again, and it will be happening a little bit earlier and a little bit chillier February, because that's when Mardi Gras actually happens. So if you are an enthusiastic runner, I encourage you to sign up, and be watching for those details. They'll be coming soon.
And how about your golf outings?
So, Mel, you want to talk about the golf outing?
Sure. So I'm also a part of a referral group, Referral Partners 365. They're a local organization, and they're a bunch of businesses who get together, refer business, but also give back to the community. And they organized a golf outing that was held this past summer at Turnberry and raised a lot of money for Options. And it was a great turnout and an amazing just local community members coming together to support another local nonprofit organization. So it was a really great turnout, really great event.
So how are you promoting these events so people are aware you have a golf outing to be able to come out? What method
yes,
are you using?
We are on every social media platform that you can be on. And just search for Options and Advocacy. We're on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn. And I believe we've just made our way to TikTok. So a very young staff member has helped us out with that. And, of course, our website. You can find all of our event information there as well.
So how important is it that you have a successful Roaring Twenties Gala?
It is ever important. It is everything. We need this event. It's our first gala ever, you guys. So we need this to be successful. This is really what's going to allow us to have a great 2024 and be able to continue offering all of our services to welcome more individuals to with our programming. As we all know and are experiencing in our personal lives, you know, it's expensive to operate business and to run these kinds of programs. So we definitely need this to be a success.
What type of numbers are you looking for on an annual basis to help you continue running?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So last year, our fundraising goal was to hit $60,000, and we did it.
We did do it.
We did it.
We made it. We exceeded it, I believe.
We did. And this year, we need to reach a little higher. We'd love to see our organization be able to fundraise and hit, say, $75,000 or $80,000. And the reason is, more and more, the grant funds that we do receive have further restrictions, and they're not allowing for specific types of expenses. So we have bigger gaps in our funding streams that we need to now capture through those fundraising dollars. So, yeah, it's important.
So for the year 2024, your goal is $75,000?
It would be wonderful.
Correct?
That is our goal. Yep.
Okay. And what portion of that do you think you'd get from grants, if you had to guess?
Well, those would be dollars in addition to our grants. So our grant dollars that we receive, so every one of those four core programs is supported by a different grant. So the Child and Family Connections grant is through DHS because it's the State of Illinois' Early Intervention Program, right? And then Helping Us Grow is an Illinois State Board of Education program, right? The Autism Resource Center is supported by your McHenry County Mental Health Board, you know, and the Neuroinclusive Clinic is an ARPA grant award. The trouble with any one of those things is the expenses and the need for talented and skilled staff members and therapists to come alongside our clients far exceed the cost and the revenue that comes in from those grants. So we need that $75,000 on top of those grants.
Do you find there's some overlapping in organizations where you may be competing with each other?
Well, you know, when we're all applying for the same dollars, you know, there can be competition in that way, right? One wonderful thing, though, that happens here in McHenry County is we have a really strong network, and we do collaborate a lot. And we've had wonderful collaborations with other organizations such as Clearbrook and even like the Lake and the Hills Police Department. Gigi's Playhouse. Yes. I mean, if you want to see all of our partners, and it's pretty amazing, we have our annual agency report right on our website. We just completed and posted it for this past fiscal year. And we partner with everyone we possibly can because that is another way, right, to reduce costs and share in that. We're all supporting the same community. So whenever it naturally can occur, we want to do that.
And do you want to share that website for the folks?
Yes. It's optionsandadvocacy.org.
Okay. I think we should do that again.
Okay, I agree. You can find us at optionsandadvocacy.org.
That's great. I want to clear up the funds you need annually, because $75,000 seemed like a low number for the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
But that's only a portion of it. It's probably a third, two-thirds is more than likely grants for your organization.
Yes.
So what's your call to action for all of our listeners that are out there right now, Winter?
Yeah. Well, you know, first and foremost, we're always surprised how many people don't know about us.
It's true.
And we do offer some very important supports and services. So please just learn about us, talk about us. Your neighbor, your family member, you know, may benefit from utilizing our supports. So do that and then come to our gala, you know, find your friends and get a table and get
find
that fancy
dress. Yeah, find that dress, rent that tux.
And come enjoy a great night with us.
You know, I have to ask you a question. Now, you said before the show that you were at 105.5 FM.
We were.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like them better than us?
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one.
Did I put you on the spot?
Don't tell those guys.
So let's talk about agency contacts for folks that are out there.
Sure. You can call us 815-477-4720. You can find us online at optionsandadvocacy.org. And we're on every social media platform. Please go search Options and Advocacy on your favorite format, and you will be able to link with us very easily.
So we got a few minutes here before we sign off. How would you like to make your final pitch to folks out there as far as your organization, your needs, and what you'd like to see?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that one thing I really value at Options and Advocacy is that we are a community, right? We really kind of create this village around families and individuals. And when we're experiencing things like having a child with a disability, a diagnosis, or navigating very challenging aspects of life, you know, we need others. We find that families are quick to isolate, maybe. As a sister of, I had three brothers growing up, and one of my brothers had Costello syndrome. I've seen what that means to a family, and we come together and we love each other and we rally together, but we also go through hardship together and those challenges. So I love that ONA is that safe place where people can come and really share their story, their truths, and express their needs in an environment that understands. And we'll definitely find a way to help everyone get to that next place.
Yeah, I would agree. And just to add to that a little bit is the staff at ONA are amazing. They are truly amazing people, and they become like your family. For example, my service coordinator, my son's service coordinator who came to our house and visited with us and set up those services for him, she saw him grow and blossom, and she truly became a member of our family, and we feel so fortunate to her. And she was at my son's preschool last year and ran into him there, and when she was there for another event that she was attending, and she saw him walking down the hall, and they recognized each other, and it was nice to see, even after he graduated from that program, that they still had that connection. So truly the staff over there, they do amazing work. They're amazing, kind people who truly care about their families, and I think that the work that they do is so important to this community, and I don't think that they get recognized enough. So shout out to all the staff at ONA. We appreciate you. We love you all.
That's awesome. Thanks,
well, you've experienced it, you know, Mel, and I think for a mom that's out there, your first impression when you started, how that worked for you, because I'm sure moms out there are kind of hesitant and not sure, gee, should I do this and not do this, but can you share that with the folks?
Yeah.
How that's for you?
Absolutely. I was in a unique situation that when I was pregnant with my son, we actually knew already from an ultrasound that he was going to have some level of a disability. So I was fortunate to be able to sort of prepare for that in that aspect that when he was born, we knew he would probably need some services. But about a week after he was born, actually an individual from Options and Advocacy called me as a parent liaison and reached out to me and to my husband and explained explained the services that ONA offered, and we were able to connect with them very early on. So my son started receiving services through the early intervention program at 6 months. So it was really quick, and then he received all of those services until he graduated when he was 3.
Now, how did they know to reach out to you?
It was a hospital referral from when my son was born because, as I mentioned, okay. I knew when I was pregnant with him. So a lot of the times the referrals can come through a hospital or a family's pediatrician can make a recommendation, or they can just self-refer themselves to Options in Advocacy if they just have that gut feeling that maybe something isn't going as appropriately as they may think in a child's development. They can just reach out themselves. I think as moms or dads or grandparents or any caregiver, sometimes we have these fears that maybe our child is falling behind. So, yeah.
I think that's really good because the moms that are out there are hearing a story from someone who's gone through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And is still experiencing it and what's going on. So, we thank you for that.
Yeah, of
course. Thank you for sharing that story, Mel, and for Winter for your time here today. And we're happy you like our station better than the other guys.
Number one.
But folks, remember their gala coming up December 1st. If you would please, they can use the funds. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. And go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us. You'll see our show there listed, and you can listen again if you like. We stream all the time. So thank you again, ladies, and thank you, folks, for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you.